Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Good news, everyone. Woodsman is back. He called and told me, Miss Mandy, that he has a new girlfriend. Now, if you recall, Woodsman is a full-time lifestyle cuckold, I would call him. He had girlfriends and an ex-wife, and they all treated him as a cucky. I mean, you know, it was just a very natural way that they reacted to him. And the new girl manages a video store. It turns out that his ex-wife, she's with Marcus, and they have a child together. And Woodsman used to sit with that child, but now that he met this new girl, he's sitting with her child. So, you know, he has someone new that occupies his time. And he's been seeing her about 2 months. If you click on the category list under Woodsman, you'll see there's a lot of posts. And he's also posted on my website. So if you take a look there, you can get all the history. The early sessions are very interesting. It talks about the girls in college. And then how his ex-wife, you know, decided to dominate him and cuckold him. And now we're up to this point in his life where he met this new girl, and she's only 36, and he's quite taken by her. She wanted to have sex with Woodsman, and he put it off as long as he could, because guess what? He's got a little dick. I mean, I know some of you already know this, but for those of you who don't, he says it's 3 inches, and my joke always goes, yeah, if they say it's 3, it's probably only 1. And when this girl eventually saw his little dick, that put the icing on the cake. She just did not want to have sex with him from that point on. And they were both very disappointed because she likes Woodsman and Woodsman likes her. But she wants to have, you know, some sex. So Woodsman came up with a plan. And this is rather clever. He told her that it would be okay with him if she decided to see someone else, you know, someone to give her sex. And she was very uncomfortable about this at first. And it only took her about 2 weeks, though, before she came up with a young guy, a young stud with a big cock, and he's only 21. She's 36. He's 21, and she told, you know, I asked Woodsman, I said, does he have a big cock? And Woodsman was sort of shy about it, and he laughed, and he said, she told me he's got a big mushroom helmet. So, the new guy, you know, he's got Woodsman's girl's pussy, and Woodsman has her heart. It's sort of romantic, don't you think? Woodsy really likes her. I think the K-I-S-S-I-N-G. So, Woodsman basically has no options. He's a little dick loser, and he's not going anywhere with his little dick, and we know it. So, he should be happy that he's got companionship with this new young girl. I'm sure she's very nice and very pretty. Now, she also told him that she does not want him masturbating. She doesn't care if he ever comes, but she thinks masturbating is repulsive. And Woodsman told her that he did have a chastity device, And she laughed about that, and she said she'd consider it. Now, Woodsman said he's okay with her locking him up. In fact, he wanted me to lock him up, but I told him, the last time I locked him up, he got so morose. It was awful. So if she locks him up, I hope his mood changes, because there was hardly any talking to him. He was so sad about it. And he told me he's in big like, and they get along great. And even though he has a little dick, she's very happy because, you know, it's all about her. Woodsman sees her on the weekdays, and she goes to this young guy's house on the weekend. And during the weekend, he takes care of her, her child. He's a good babysitter. He's great with kids, so that's good. And I think he should be happy with this. This is a win-win-win situation. The young guy's got sex. Girlfriend's got sex and Woodsman and a babysitter, and Woodsman's got companionship and a possibility of getting locked up and never coming. Oh, Woodsman, I think we're going to have an interesting summer, don't you? So, Woodsman, maybe I will lock that little dick of yours up, and I can't wait to hear what happens when your girlfriend goes out this weekend. And I'll be talking to you real soon. And for you other cuckolds out there, you know, I would love to hear your story, and I'm sure some of my readers would as well. So, keep me posted. And you other guys, give me a call at 1-877-732-6360. I'll be around all week, taking cuckold calls, little dick loser calls, fetish calls, phone sex, role play, you name it. Oh, I love getting hot and excited, especially in the summer. It's going to be a great summer, guys. So, get it up and pick up that phone. And till the next time, Miss Mandy signing off. Mwah!